Food shortages, though, are just one in a thicket of troubles on tribal lands. Many have become Superfund sites where oil spills or chemical runoffs have contaminated the groundwater. More than a century of government policies have shrunk Native American territory and taken ownership from tribal governments, contributing to the widespread poverty and poor health care on many reservations. The coronavirus emergency is dire on the Navajo Nation in Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, which as of Monday had 698 cases and 24 deaths. Many residents lack running water and electricity, and all were under a 57-hour curfew that ended Monday morning. People are told to self-isolate at home with no drinking water and not enough food, said Denise Livingston, a counselor for Slow Food International, who helps her fellow Native Americans grow their own food. The nation has mobilized what resources it has. Residents with gardens are making their crops available to others. Some are assembling care packages for elders that include, among other things, ingredients for fry bread, a Navajo staple with a complicated history, as it was created using rations from the federal government. The Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa has a strong tradition of canning local crops like beets, cucumbers, and carrots, and some families are known for their expertise. Many are now donating their stockpiles to those on the reservation in need. You don't think twice about it, said Mr. Blue, the tribal chairman. And then, when the COVID-19 threat comes through, you realize how important all of this is. In Alaska, the Athabascan peoples have long dealt with brutal, protracted winters by preserving produce and freezing meats. Cynthia Erickson, who is Athabascan and an owner of the only grocery store in her village, Tanana, has a freezer full of moose, caribou, and whitefish. She has been struggling to get her usual wholesale suppliers to fill orders. The tribe may ask Governor Mike Dunleavy to open moose hunting season, which normally begins in August or September, early, if the food supply runs low, she said. My grandparents had 12 kids in a little cabin, and they survived hunting beavers, moose, and fish, said Ms. Erickson, age 56. They boiled hooves and legs to make broth. We're tough people. White corn production is ramping up on the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin's reservation in the eastern part of the state. The crop is sacred to the Oneida Nation and a long-standing staple because of its many nutrients. Rebecca and Stephen Webster, a Native married couple who own a 10-acre farm that grows white corn and other produce, have been giving their prized seeds to families on the reservation in exchange for whatever they can offer, even if it's just a jar of jam. On the San Carlos Apache Indian Reservation in southeastern Arizona, many homes are low-income units where residents say they have been told in the past that gardens weren't allowed.